when they told us don't plan his first birthday. They were being honest.
As babies go, 8-month-old Logan was a doll. Always smiling, Logan's parents and big brother Tyler couldn't have loved him more. So when Logan's eyes began to cross, weren't concerned until doctors delivered the devastating news.
When you're first told that news, it's a cancerous tumor and all this, your mind automatically says cancer, he's going to die. I mean, it's just natural.
But even as they waited for doctors to tell them about the next day's surgery, an amazing series of events began to unfold. The first came in the form of a stranger at their hospital room door.
I didn't see a face. It was just an outline. And all I heard was, you're going to see a miracle.
What do you think it was?
Oh, I know it was an angel. Because, like, it was all this, it was just bright light. And it was just, you couldn't see a face. Yeah, and I know it just wasn't, you know, my imagination.
The next day, the surgeon removed a golf ball-sized tumor from Logan's brain, and they found something else. The tumor had spread. The diagnosis, a metastatic tumor known as a glioma. This is Dr. Regina.
This large mass is the tumor. You can see it best coating the brainstem here, where this white is coating, this thick white coating the front part of the brainstem.
The following day, doctors did another MRI and learned the tumor spanned the entire length of Logan's spinal cord.
So the whole cord is fat. Normally there's dark around the entire outside of the cord. And then you see this white lumpy stuff in front surrounding the cord going all the way down. And that's all tumor.
The news of an inoperable tumor on the spine pushed Lisa and Alan over the edge.
That was worse than the first night?
Yeah. Worse. I can remember. I have 3 older brothers, and they were in the hallway. And they just held me up. And they cried with me.
I felt like the walls just came in. I hit rock bottom. It's like the whole world just stopped.
I thought it was the end. I mean, I thought it was just a matter of days until he died.
And Logan's doctors told to prepare for the worst. Again, pediatric oncologist Regina.
The prognosis for cure was slim to none.
Not bad.
The prognosis is very bad.